Okay. Daf Hey. Tomorrow Daf Hey. So we're talking about, we had an argument between Abaye and Rava. If someone does something that the Torah told you not to do, so Abaye says even though you weren't supposed to do it, but it helped, it works, it takes effect. And Rava says, no, if Hashem told you not to do it, the Torah told you not to do it, then if you do it, it doesn't take any effect. So the Gemara is trying to bring a whole bunch of examples to try to work out who's right. So we had one yesterday, and now we're up to Lishna Achrina, about seven lines from the top. Lishna Achrina, so we have another version bringing a brace which we brought yesterday, which goes like this. Mesevek, so we'll ask the Kasha, Ines Shagirish. If you have somebody who forced a woman and then he divorced her, so he's not allowed to divorce her. What happens if he did divorce her? Is him Yisrael who, if he is not a Kohen, machzer, then he has to marry her back. But he ain't a loike, but he doesn't get Malkus for this. There's no Malkus. There's a mitzvah zaseh that he has to marry her back. Mim Kohen who, but if he's a Kohen, the Kohen doesn't have the yaseh of marrying her back because he's not allowed to marry a divorcee. Therefore, loike. So therefore, he gets Malkus, because it's just a leis asay, v'yena machzer, and he cannot marry her back. So what do we see from this? Says the Gemara, katoni miyah. So in that brisa we learned, im Yisrael who, yeah, page 5a.
5a1.
Yeah, we just started over here. No, we didn't. That's where it's too far down. Maybe it's further down over here. How does this work? Ah, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so another paragraph. Okay. So, if he is a Yisrael, he has to remarry. So, even though he divorced her when he wasn't supposed to. Yeah, so did that work or not? Is he off the hook with that from that woman, or he's stuck with her? So, it says, the Brisa said that he has to remarry her. So, he's stuck with her. But why should he be stuck with her? He divorced her.
Yeah.
So according to Rava, who says that when you did something that you weren't supposed to do, it doesn't work. So what do you mean it doesn't work? That means the fact that he divorced her is bad luck for him. He still has to be married to her again. We don't let him off the hook with that. But according to Abaye, who says that if he did it, he did it. So his divorce should be divorced. So whatever else you want to do to him, but he's finished with her. It's Tiyufto Dabaye. So it's a question on Abaye. So Abaye will answer you, Shiny Hossam. The rule is that if he does something, it works. Why here is he still stuck with her, even though he divorced her? Because the Rachmana Omar Kol Yomov. The Torah added the words Kol Yomov. The Torah says, Layuchol Shachla, he can't send her away. In other words, he can't divorce her. He could have stopped there. What do you mean he can't divorce her? Kol Yomov, all of his life. That Kol Yomov Amei Bahachsir, to tell you that his whole life he has to bring her back. So therefore, that's why he's not off the hook. It's not the pshat that what he did. So generally, what he did, if he did something, it would work. But over here, it can't take effect to the sense that he doesn't have to deal with her anymore, because it's already added the words Kol Yomov. Okay, so according to Rav,
this is mainly regarding Yisrael.
Yeah, that's Yisrael. A Kohen is not allowed to remarry her. That's a different story.
Yeah.
Now, so according to Rava says that if you do something you're not supposed to do, it doesn't help anyway. So why does the Torah have to tell you that he can't divorce her Kol Yomov? Without that, I would anyway say you did something that you're not allowed to do, therefore it didn't work. So you have to stay married to her. If she's tried not to be, you have to remarry her.
Yeah, yeah.
So why does it have to say Kol Yomov? It's Rava Amalach. Rava will tell you, Eloi Kosa Rachmana Kol Yomov. The Torah wouldn't have said Kol Yomov, that all his life he has to remarry her. Havi Amina Lilki Vilahada. You would have thought, you know what? He has to do both. We'll give him Malkus. We'll whack him. And he still has to remarry her. Yeah, to have a love grade, you would say it's just a loisa say of la yuchol shalcha, not send her away. Dichsiv la yuchol shalcha. So what's the thing about the kol yomov? Ahachi kasav kra kol yomov. Therefore, even though it says he will not be able to divorce her. Why does it add the words kol yomov all his life? The shave yoinis la loisa say shanitak la say. The kol yomov is an asay aspect. Layuchol shalcha is don't divorce her. What's Kol Yomov? to marry her if he did divorce her. So that makes it into a lav ken that was that we took away the lav and put an asay in its place, and therefore the din is, we said yesterday, that if someone does a lois asay which is taken over by an asay, then ain loikin a lav, he doesn't get malchus. So that's what the kol yomav is, to make it an asay, he shouldn't get malchus. But really, to tell you that that he's off the hook, that he's not off the hook by trying to divorce her, according to Rabbi Taka, we wouldn't need that possible. Okay, so we can't prove. Rabbi and Rob are both able to explain this brisa. So now we have to try another thing to try to see who's right. Next one. V'harei Torah min hara layofa. When a person takes truma, yeah, so a person takes truma from his grain, and because it's holy and whatever, it's a mitzvah, you're supposed to take the nicest stuff. What happened if he just went and found the worst quality grain that he's got? And he said, "Yeah, I'll make that truma. That's my taxes. I'll give the kohen the rubbish, and I'll keep the good stuff for myself." So his Torah mira al hayofet. Rachmana Amar mikol chelboy. The Torah told you to take from the best. Chelav in this case means the best. Chelboy yein giruin loy. Good stuff, yes. Bad stuff, no. Well, it's none. So that's not technically that's not a lois say. But the argument in Rabbi and Rava was when the Torah told you not to do something. So whether the Torah told you in the form of a negative commandment, or the Torah told you in the form of a positive commandment, which is alav habomichlal asay, that's not the point over here. We're not talking about that it's a mitzvah lois asay. We're just talking about the Torah said don't do it. Does it work if you did do it? So it's now we learned in the Mishnah, ain terem min hara layofa. You're not allowed to take the poor quality grain as truma for when you have better quality or for good stuff. V'im taram, but if he did, truma se truma, it counts. So you're not allowed to do it, but it counts. So it's pretty clear, alma mahani, that even though you weren't supposed to do it, if you did it, it works, it takes effect. It's to yuftu de rova. That's a kasha and rova who says that if you did something the Torah told you not to do, it doesn't work. It's alma lacha rova, rova will answer you, shani hasam, Rabbi Loi. Here it's different, like Rabbi Loi said. What did Rabbi Loi say? The alma Rabbi Loi, minayin l'teir min arala yofa se truma se truma. How do I know that if he took poor quality to be yotzeh for good stuff, that it takes effect and it counts, and the stuff that you took is truma, even though it's bad quality. Shenamar, because apostle says explicitly, v'laisisu olav chet, that if you'll take the bad stuff, then, or you shouldn't take the bad stuff, you should take the good stuff. Why? Because you will not bear a sin if you take bad stuff. V'arimchem eschel b'menu, when you take the good stuff, you won't bear a sin. Yeah. So what does it mean? You won't bear a sin? If you took bad stuff, it's a sin. Is he main a kodesh? If it doesn't work, why should you have a sin? Because he didn't do anything. If you took this stuff and said this is truma, and if it's true that it doesn't take any effect at all, then you're not doing anything. So why would it's not a sin? Now you still have to take truma, you'll take the good stuff. There's Mikan. From here we learn the Torah in Harala Yofa that if he took poor quality when he had good quality as truma, se truma, that it counts. So Rabbi says, in general, it wouldn't count, but in this case, it's a special postulate, like Rabbi Loi said, to tell you that it does count. According to Abaya, what do we need a special postulate for? According to Abaya, it always works if you do something even though you weren't supposed to. So what's the postulate for? As Abaya will tell you, ilav dam rachmana v'leisisu olav chet, without the special postulate of v'leisisu olav chet, hava amina, I would have thought, hachi am rachmana. The Torah is telling you, Avid mitzvah min amuvchar, do a nice mitzvah, do a mitzvah in a nice way, take good stuff to make for truma, but Eloi, Avid, but if he didn't, chayte lemikri, won't call you a sinner if you took poor quality. It's just a nicer way is to do good quality. Kamash malon, therefore the Torah says lesisol of chay, to say not only is it not nice, but you're called a sinner. It's really bad, yeah? So don't do that. It doesn't mean to say that it's... You don't need it to tell you that it is going to take effect, because according to Abaya, it would take effect anyway. Okay, so we can't prove anything from that, because Abaya and Rava can both explain it.
It's still not a lav.
No, it doesn't have to be the point of Abaya and Rava's argument is not about a lois asay per se. It's about the Torah told you not to do something. Whether that's in the form of... Whether it's a form of an asay, like Mikol Chelboy,
right.
Yeah?
Saying, or even though it's calling you a sinner, it's not a lav.
No, correct. It's a mitzvah asay, but if you don't do it, then you're a sinner. Correct. Exactly. Okay, so we'll try another situation. So now what happens if a person tries to take truma from one type of produce on another. Yeah, so he has there wine and oil, and he takes some of the wine and says, this is going to be truma to be yotze for the oil. The Amar Rachmana, the Torah said, kol chelev yitzar, we've done this in Bechoyesh Betzim, said, kol chelev yitzar, v'chol chelev dogon v'tirosh. So it says chelev twice in that pasuk. So one for oil, and then it says, and take the best of your wine and grain. Why does it say the word chelev, the word best? Why does it tell you twice to take the best? Litein chelev lezeh, v'chelev lezeh, to tell you that you have to have separate ones for each. You have to take wine for wine and oil for oil. But now, and we learned in the Mishnah, based on this pasuk, ein tarmi mina she'enei mina, you cannot take from one kind to be yotzei for the other kind. Ve'im tarmi ein truma se'truma. But if you try to, it doesn't work. Aha! Alma lo mahani. So we see, the Torah tells you not to do something, and if you try to do it, it doesn't work. So now the tables are turned, it's to yufta the abaya. Now we have a question of abaya. Abaya says it should work. As Amar the Chabaya, Baya will tell you, Shani Hasan, that case is different. The Amar Kra, Reishi Sam, the Pasuk says, when it talks about the best, giving the best for Truma, it says Reishi Sam, they're first. Reishi Sam is Lashon plural. Yeah, there's one, Reishis means the first one. There's one first one, there's another first one. There's a Reishis Lazer, the first one of the wine, and a Reishis Lazer, and a first one for the oil. And that's why the Torah tells you, in this case, it has to be separate. Yeah, the Chayin Amar Rabbi Loi, Rashi's and Rabbi Loi said the same thing as well. Okay, now according to Rava, it wouldn't work anyway by default, because the default situation is it doesn't work. So why do I need a pasuk Rashi's psalm? So Rava will tell you, Ilav the Amar Rachmana. What am I saying? Ilav the Amar Kra Rashi's psalm. If the pasuk wouldn't have said Rashi's psalm, Hava Mina, I would have thought like this. Tirish for Yitzar to see who chelev chelev who they intermin mizel ze. The pasuk says two times chelev, but three different types of stuff. Yeah, it says chelev yitzar, and then chelev dogon v'tirish. Yeah, so the oil is off by itself, and then it says also the best of your wine and grain. But there it only says best once. So you would have thought that the things that are separated, i.e., oil on the one hand, wine and grain on the other hand, those are the things that you can't take from one on the other. Avol tirosh v'dogon, and dogon v'dogon, but if it comes to wine and grain, or indeed two different types of grain, wheat and barley, let's say, yeah, the char chelev k'sibahu, in that pasuk, there's one word chelev referring to all of that stuff, is maybe, kitori mehaya hai leiloki, therefore you wouldn't have a leiloki is an interesting one. And the Masoret Hashas says the word Loki Lechayva shouldn't be here, yeah, because it's not about a loy. Yeah, it shouldn't help. Yeah, that's what the word probably should be Mahani. That if you try to take, Kitar Mahayahai should be that yeah Mahani. Yeah, that if you took from wine on grain, it should work. It's not a problem because it only says one time Chaylev. Is therefore kasa rachmana reishis. Therefore, you need the word reishis litin chelav lazev chelav lazev. That even within the wine and grain team, they still have to have separate ones. Okay. This lishna achrina seems like the same as what we said before. Atirish v'dogon, that when it comes to wine and grain, the char chelev k'sibah who tori mihaya hai, because rechmona reish. Okay, it's the same thing. I was struggling a little bit with the gears over there, because the malchus doesn't really belong in there. Okay, so again, we couldn't prove anything from that because Abaye and Rav are both able to explain it. So we move on to the next case. V'harei charomim. Charomim is chermei koyanim, means that a person promises that I'm giving this as a donation, but to the koyanim, not to the Beis Hamikdash, but to koyanim. The Amar Achmana lo yimochev lo yigal. The Torah uses the expression there, it cannot be sold, it cannot be redeemed. You give it, and it's gone. Goodbye, Charlie. But now we learned in the Mishnah, Cher me koyanim, a donation to the koyanim, ein... Let's get the words right here. Can't find it. Ein poydim esom, you can't redeem it. Where is it? Yud beis. Ein lehem pigeon. You cannot redeem them. Ella nitnin l'koyim, you have to give it to the koyim. Okay, so you cannot redeem it. What happens if he tried to redeem it? Nothing. He's left to give it to the koyim. It's alma lo mahani. So we see if he tried to redeem it when the Torah told you not to, it doesn't have any effect.
It doesn't mean literally Hashem, it means to the koyim.
No, it's a homochlek, it's about stam charomim. Right? So if you say stam charomim l'koyim, so Kodesh Lashem is when he's mefarit. If you say stam charomim is Lashem, so the chemikoyim is when he... when he's mefarish.
This is in Vehiko and the Koyanim is...
No, no, there's two different, there's two different types of haramim.
Yeah.
So what's the default is a machoikis? But if he says mefarish, I'm giving a cherim to a Koyan, then it's still a Koyan. Yeah. So it says over there that if you don't, that if you try to redeem it, it doesn't work. Is a teyuf to the Abaya, who says that it should work. It's Amalach Abaya. So Abaya will answer you, shiny hasam, there is different. The Amar Rahmana, Kodesh Kadoshim Hu. It is holy of holies, but it uses the word who. The word who means it is, which is a superfluous word. To tell you, Bahavi Yosai, Yehei, it stays the way it is. You made it Kodesh for the Koyin, it stays that way. You cannot change it. Okay, Obazoi, top of the page. According to Rava, who says that anyway it wouldn't work, is hi who. What do we need the word who for? Who is the Me'utei Bechor. To tell you, by a Bechor, that you could sell it to exclude the lo from the words lo yimacher, not that doesn't apply to a bechor, because we know bechor and meister, so bechor and cherim are compared to each other. So he wants to tell you that a bechor doesn't work. The tanya l'ne brisa, the bechor ne'emar lo sifte. It says don't redeem it vanimkaru, but you can sell it. But meister ne'emar lo yigoil by the meister, it says lo yigoil v'ena nimker. You cannot sell it. The Meister Behemoth we're talking about cannot be sold, not when it's alive, not when you shechted it. There's no selling going on. So that's what the who is coming to exclude. Okay, so that's another one that they can both explain. Again, no proof who's right. I'm afraid to say the rest of the page is going to be like that. And I think tomorrow also. Now, next one. Hare Truma. But at least we're discussing a few different topics. Truma. What's the... Tmura. Tmura, that's what this Masechta is about, yeah? When he tries to change one, he made one animal into a korban, he says, this is an oila, and then he tries to exchange it, and say, no, I want to do this one instead of that one. Is what happens, the Amar Achmona lo yachlifena, the Torah said, don't swap it, but lo yomar is saying, don't exchange it. Vetana, what's the pshat? In our Mishnah, we said, hakol mamirim, that's how we started the Masechta. And we said there, when it says hakol mamirim, lo yisha adam rashoy lahomir, it's not the pshat that a person is allowed to do a tzmura, to exchange it. Elashim heimir mumma, that if he did exchange it, it takes effect. And the second one is also holy. V'sefiges arboim, and this guy's going to get malchus. Yeah, is alma mahani. So we see clearly that if he tried to do something that he wasn't supposed to do, it takes effect. It has an effect. To you, to the robber. So Kasha and robber says it doesn't. It's on malach, so robber will answer you, shiny hasam, but tzmura is different. The Amar Krav, Ahayahu Smurasai, Yeah, Kodesh. Because the Torah tells you, Mefurish, that in this case, both the original animal and the Tzmura are holy. Without that Pasuk, you'd say, no, the Torah told you not to do it, it wouldn't take any effect. Now, according to Abaya, you don't need that Pasuk. According to Abaya, whenever you try to do something, it works. So why does the Torah have to tell you that they're both holy? It's Labaya, so Abaya will tell you, if the Torah wouldn't have told you that both the original and the understudy are both holy, I would have thought that I would have thought, what's the pshat? Because I'm a buyer and I say it takes effect. If I say zu tachazu, that means it's zu tachazu. Not that they're both holy, but the second one takes the place of the first one.
Like Master Shani,
like any pigeon. Yeah, this one's holy. I want to do this one instead of that one. This one becomes holy. That one's not holy anymore. And therefore, Kamashmalan, therefore, the Torah has to tell you that they're both holy. That's the Chiddush by Tzmura. But the fact that it works on the second one, I don't need a pasuk for that. Okay, so again, I and Rob are both able to explain. So around we go. Next case is a Bechor. The Torah said, don't redeem a Bechor. Bechor is holy. It's a Bechor. But now we learned in the Mishnah, Yesh laham pidyon, all psulei hamukdoshin. Yeah, if you have a carbon that got a mum, you made an oila and it got a mum, Yesh lehem pidgin. So there's the concept of redeeming it. Yeah, it's holy, but it can't bring it for a korban. So what do? You pay money and you redeem it, and you go and that money is used for a korban. Ultimur seyem pidgin. If you made a tzmur of an oila, also if it got a mum, you just redeem it. Chutz min habecher min hamaiser. There's no redemption for the becher and the maiser. Of course, if a becher gets a mum, what do? With it? Nothing. You eat it. Yeah? There's no. You don't redeem it. Yeah, is alma lemahani. So we see that there's no pidgin for a becher, and if you tried it, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't make any effect. Is it tayufta d'abaya? Is it kasher abaya? Alma lachabaya. So Abaya will answer you. Shani hasam becher is different. The Omar kra kodesh heim is the pasuk. Heim is again like who? V'have yosan yehu, that it stays the way it is. That a becher, the becher, it stays in its state, and you cannot change it by trying to redeem it. So according to Rava, what do I need the word haim for? Hi haim lamale, what does it do with the word haim? To tell you that haim craving, that a becher is brought as a korban, the ain't murasan craving. If you exchanged to another one, if you did a tzmur of a becher, it is not brought as a korban. Ula Abaya, so if that's the case, according to Abaya, how does he know that? He uses the haim to tell you that it doesn't work. There's no such redemption to take the becher out of being a becher and make the money holy. Is according to Abaya, then, since he uses the word haim for that, is high svarim in Allah, so how does he know that the tzmura cannot be brought as a korban? So he says, we learn from a different pasuk. Im sher im se la shem hu. The pasuk says that when his person is by the becher, it says, by the becher, it says either it's an ox or it's a sheep. Lashem hu, it belongs to God. What do you mean Lashem? It means it goes on a mizbeach. It's a korban. Is Lashem korev? The one that is given, that belongs to Hashem, is korev. Is brought on the mizbeach. If you try to exchange it, then it is not brought as a korban. Okay, so now we're back to what do I need haim according to Rava. But Rava ain't a chenami. Rava will say, yes, so you're right. The mehu kra, that you can learn it from him, share him, sell Hashem, who that under the share and sell belongs to Hashem. Ella haim lamali. So back to Rava. That's against you, sir. What do I need to do with the word haim? Is limit. So Rava will tell you the word haim is limit al bukhairu meiser, shenis arav domon. If their blood got mixed up, so you shechted the korbonis of the bukhair or the meiser behema, and after you shechted it, the blood got all mixed up together. Yeah, somebody thought that it was, I don't know what, we're cleaning up. So when you clean up the table and people left different cups of liquid that they didn't drink and they went home and you have to clean up, so you pour all the liquid into one cup to make it easier to chuck it all out. Yeah, so what happened was the blood got mixed together. Yeah. B'chol ha'oilin. So in other oilin means things that go on the mizbeach. So the blood of the becher meister got mixed together with blood of something else that's supposed to go on the mizbeach. Shekraven the government is beach. So you take the whole mixture of all the blood and you chuck it on and you yoitze for all the different carbonates that are mixed together over there. That's why it says haim, they, that even though it's they, you've mixed them together with others, it works. It's good. So that's what Rabbi says we learn from haim. So how does Abaya know that? Abaya has for him in Allah. How does Abaya know that? Abaya tells us, says we learn it from Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, it says, there's two special korbanos on Yom Kippur, the bull and the goat. And the Torah tells you, take from the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat. A bull has much more blood coming out than the goat. Yeah, but nevertheless, it's even though there's a big majority of bull than of goat, the Torah calls it blood of goats. Is mikan. This teaches you, lo'ilin chen revatlin zuazu. The different bloods that go up on his back are not mavatal each other. They don't wipe out the other one. And therefore, if you have two mixed together, you can do it. The Tanya will learn in a brisa. It says you take from the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat. They should be mixed together. As Rabbi Yoshua says, you mix them together, and nevertheless, it's not bottle. So the same thing over here. We don't need the word haim. The Rava, according to Rava, why don't we learn from Yom Kippur? Why don't we need the word haim? Because Hassam Rava argues about Yom Kippur. And he says that you don't mix the bull and the goat together. When it says take from the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat, it doesn't mean in one container. It means keep them separate and do it. Each one separately. I hold like the Tana Reb Yonasan, who argues with Reb Yoshia and says that they're not mixed together, mamish. You just do both. Okay, Fred the Gemara, one more maybe. Vahare Meiser. What about Meiser? I'm not going to let you go. Meiser Behema. You're not allowed to redeem it with none. Yesh lem pidl to mosayin. There, for psule amigdoshim, you can redeem them. And also the tzmura chutz min abacharim in a meiser. As amal le mahani, as we see, a meiser doesn't work, is it to you if they buy it? As amal loch, a buy will answer you, shani hasam. That meiser is different, because just like we learned before, bechir is different. The yalif avar avar and bechir, we have a gzeir shava between meiser and bechir. It says by bechir, v'havar tukol peterechem. It says by meiser, so therefore we compare Meiser to Becher, just like Becher is, if you try to redeem it, it doesn't work, so by Meiser also. I'll try one more. What about the case when someone brought Truma before Bikurim? The Torah told you not to swap the order. First Bikurim and then Truma. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Hamaktim, if one did swap the order and brought Truma before Bikurim, even though he transgressed the Lois Asay, Masha Asay, what he did is done. It's clearly like a bayah. There's Amal Lacharava, Rav will answer you. Why is what he did done? Shani Hasam, the Amakra, Nikol Masar Sechem Tarimu. There's a general statement. You could take all the Maisers. So you could take Truma out of Maiser. If you could take Truma out of Maiser, that means that even though it's the wrong order, you can still do it. Uli Abaya. Huh? No, but it's a general statement that if you did it in the wrong order, you can keep going. Uli Abaya. Credit to Abaya, what do I need that pasuk for? Because anyway, it should work. Like a papa told Abaya. We had a whole discussion about if the Levi took Maisa before Truma in the Shibolim, when it's out in the field. Yeah, so we said it's good, and he doesn't have to take any Truma Gedoyla. And Papa said to him, if that's the case, the same thing should apply, even after it was piled up. And B'chuyiv, in Truma and Meiser, it should be no Truma Gedola. The Levi gazumped him. As Omar Leyan Abaya said to Malecha, Omar Krah, Mikol Masar Sechem Tarimu. Abaya says, in that one it says that you still have to take the Truma, even from the Meiser. As Mara Isa, what's the difference if the Levi came first out in the field, or the Levi came first in the pile? Is the Mara Isa Rabbi Sakri? If he did it when it was piled up, he has to take Truma from his Meiser that he stole. Allah Hitzia Shibolim, but not when it was in Shibolim. Answer the Gemara Marbani as Hakri, Sheyeshna Bechal Digun. I'm going to include it once it's piled up already, because now it's called Dogon. I'm going to exclude the case of Shibolim. There's no Truma because it's not Dogon anymore. I think we have to leave it over here. We got most of the duff.